Chris Rose is going to join us here. That was Andrew Siciliano talking about the offensive line. And, we're all looking at it, and I know what he said about the Raiders, but in the back of my mind, that's stupid any given Sunday, and they're at home. They're using scotch tape and rubber bands to put together an offensive line this week when you consider how many guys are hurt. And it's just a concern. I wonder how they're going to adjust. I wonder how they're going to be able to. And maybe this is the best week possible to play a team like the Raiders, but I don't know. I just don't take anything for granted in this league.
Not at all?
No, I don't. I watched Dallas the first week of the season, and I was like, what? And then the next week they go into New Orleans, and my head is spinning. Then I watch, and I'm like, okay, well, maybe New Orleans is awesome. You know, they put like 80-some points on the board the first 2 weeks, and then last week they play Philly, and all of a sudden they came back to reality. Well, they have 6 points in that game. So I don't know what to expect, and I expect the unexpected in the NFL, and maybe that's exactly the way they want us to view the sport, because it sucks you in and doesn't let you go. And, you know, you could sit here all week and think your team is horrible and they stink and your quarterback is brutal and your head coach has no idea what he's doing. And then they put together a good game, and it doesn't matter if they're first team or the last team in the NFL, according to rankings. A win is a win in this league, and you cherish it. And all of a sudden you look, and how do you think Steeler fans feel? They got to be sitting there going, are we for real? Are we for real? But they're playing mistake-free football, and that's why they're able to accomplish what they're able to do with a strong defense. I don't know. I'm going to feel uneasy at all points of the season. And even if you tell me the Browns are going to win by 150 this week, I'm still going to be uneasy about it.
What's NFL stand for?
Not for long.
That's exactly what everybody says.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that really is true about perception of your team and what people think of your team. And that could be good or bad. You know, you get hot, all of a sudden, oh, but you're the greatest thing ever. For instance, the Minnesota Vikings. Eric Edholm, who has been on our show before, and Eric's a really good writer for NFL.com, has his power rankings out right now.
Mm-hmm.
And after week three. And first of all, he completely confirms what we talked about yesterday. Who are the best two teams? Who do you think are the two best teams in the league?
Kansas City and Buffalo, without a doubt,
He has them 1 and 2.
Yeah.
And Buffalo's up 2 spots to number 2. Then he has the Vikings at number 3. And, okay, Vikings jump. Are you ready?
That makes you feel pretty good, doesn't it?
Well, just because you won, you started 3-0, they've jumped 12 spots all the way up to number 3. And, see, that's what we talked about yesterday. After those top two teams, Kansas City, Buffalo, who is it? Well, okay, and we even said, let's see more out of Minnesota. There's nobody else who's really knocking down the door who's making you think that's the case. Detroit moved up 1 spot to number 4. So, I mean, after Buffalo and Kansas City, man, it gets, I think.
It's murky, right?
It's wide open.
And I can understand why you put Minnesota in there, because they're undefeated.
If you're looking at our division, Ravens are 8th right now in Ed Holmes' power rankings. And then the Steelers are 9th. They jump up 5 spots. Why? Their defense is really pretty good. So 8 and 9 for those two teams. And you keep scrolling down. The Niners dropped from 2 to 12.
Wow.
This is just, this is completely, boy, not for long. You play a bad game, boom, you're getting busted. Chargers dropped 7 spots down to number 14. You notice we haven't talked about anybody in particular yet. Commanders had one nice game against the Bengals, right?
Yeah.
They jumped 12 spots from 28 to 16.
They showed up in primetime. That's why.
To me, this is a little, and I think Eric's a really good writer, this is a little reactionary.
Yeah, but maybe.
I think it's all reactionary.
If Jaden Daniels is finally kind of getting his feet in the ground and you want to give him 2 games to get ready for it.
Okay, then, you jump from 28 to 16. One game jumps you from being one of the worst teams in the league to middle of the pack. Okay.
Well, who's behind them?
Well, a lot of teams. Your Dallas Cowboys.
Hmm.
They dropped 6, so that's not good. We're down to 19. Rams. Notice who I haven't mentioned yet.
No, I know who
Bengals
you haven't mentioned.
Bengals dropped 5 games There are five spots down to 21.
Notice who
I haven't mentioned yet.
Yeah, I know, but the Bengals' defense is what their record is. Their offense is not.
Dolphins don't have Tua. Dolphins drop 8 to 25.
The Dolphins don't have a quarterback.
Notice who I haven't mentioned yet.
Yeah, I know.
At 26 in Eric Edholm's power rankings, our Cleveland Browns, dropping 8 spots. Hmm. And he starts it fairly. A crisis has now turned into an epidemic. And he's talking offensive line. He's right about that. And then he talks about Deshaun. And he said, a strange, troubling start to the season in Cleveland. You want to make it worse for a strange, troubling start?
Sure.
Team the Browns play this week, the Raiders ranked 28th. Does that make this a must win?
No, I just...
Giants are 29th. Giants beat the Browns and move up 2 spots, but they're still 29th.
That makes it worse.
Jaguars drop 7 to 30. So 3 of the top 4 opponents for the Browns to start the season are ranked right now 28th, 29th, and 30th. Man, you better win this game.
Wow, the Jags have lost 8 straight with Trevor Lawrence.
Boy, and Trevor's getting berated on all fronts, and maybe deservedly so. Did you see the story that came out about him yesterday? Florio on Pro Football Talk went back and some old comments from Trevor were dragged up, and he made sure that everybody had a clear thought on those. But it was that Trevor Lawrence basically said, my life is not all about football, and I can have a wonderful life without football. And people took that the wrong way.
How long ago did he say it?
It was when he came out in the draft, and he was the number one overall pick. But he then clarified and said, hey, look, I love this stuff. I work hard. I love it as much as anybody else. But, you know, it's not all that defines me. Good for him. I think that's fair. I do, but I also think he better start playing better.
Well, I also think that it was fair in the power rankings on NFL.com when they said Deshaun Watson and the Browns had 0 answers for the Giants' pressure packages. They didn't. And he was sacked 8 times on 45 dropbacks. Watson has held on to the ball too long. Fair criticism. No argument there. But not every sack is on him. I like the fact that that was a part of the piece. The Browns simply don't have the offensive identity with all of these issues. And Sunday provided proof that their strong defense can't bail them out of trouble every single week. A strange, troubling start to the season in Cleveland. I mean, very fair. And do you think they do you think they should be higher than 26?
No.
Dropped 8 spots.
Well, I do, probably. I do. And the reason I say that is because I just think that these rankings are a little reactionary. I mean, one win, one loss shouldn't drop you or elevate you as much as he has elevated guys. But it's at this very moment is what he's basing this on. And so, you know, you could make the argument at this very moment. Like, for instance, the Broncos got a win and a good win over Tampa. They jumped up 8 spots. You know, I mean, that's a lot. The one thing I think we all need to keep in mind here, do you remember for many years the New England Patriots had serious, serious offensive line issues?
Yeah.
And they were getting guys injured. They weren't, you know, they were just trying to put pieces in there. They're bringing guys in and blah, 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 and they kept winning. They had offensive line issues, and they made it work. At some point here, you're not going to be able to just keep saying about the Browns, and not that anybody's completely using it as an excuse. At some point, you're going to have to just deal with it and figure it out. Otherwise, just go ahead and pitch the whole season. I mean, okay, your offensive line's beat up. Well, then figure it out. Your quarterback has to get the ball out more. Maybe you have to run. Maybe you have to run wide. Maybe you run pass option.
Maybe run more screens.
Figure something out. I mean, you can't just sit there and go, well, our line's beat up. Let's drop him back in the pocket and have him stand there for 7 seconds. And Deshaun, you go ahead and hang on to it for another 2 more. You can't do that. At some point, it has to be figured out. okay, this is the reality. How do we deal with the reality? Patriots did it for years. But, of course, the Patriots had somebody at quarterback who got the ball out in about 3 seconds.
Kevin Stefanski's at noon today. I'll be interested to see if they brought in any offensive linemen yesterday to work out and if there's anybody that possibly could end up either on the practice squad or maybe I don't think that there's guys out there right now to put on the active roster immediately. But part of that's going to have to depend on Wyatt Teller and how long they're going to keep him out. I mean, if he looks like he's out for 4 weeks, then you put him on the injured reserve. I also would like to hear an update on Nick Chubb and to see if there's a chance he's back next week.
No, what?
I don't want the information.
I don't know, Andy. I know
we have not heard one word about Nick Chubb. We're not going to hear anything
is
today.
Is that telling?
No, that's not telling. That's the Browns not wanting to say anything. They're just not saying anything. It felt like he was close when the season started, or at least he was moving in the right direction from the folks that were out in Berea watching practice every day. It'd be nice to see if there's a shot that he's close.
I'm so cautious here.
Yeah, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but on this one I will. I think you are just waiting. You are going to wait until you hear the Browns say he's active before you'll actually believe it.
Yeah, I want to see him on the field before I believe it. And his knee was destroyed for a second time. I'm not hurrying that guy at all. Neither are they. And I'm so erring on the side of caution, it's going to be ridiculous.
If he can come back and be at 80 to 90%.
They're running the ball 12 times anyway.
Run the ball more with him.
Yeah, which is what you don't need to do right now.
What, run Nick Chubb?
Yeah.
Why would you not need to do that?
Is just coming back from a devastating knee injury.
Well, you're not going to put him out there if you can't let him make plays.
Exactly my point. Just be patient.
216-474-0092. Chris Rose joins us next. NFL Network, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.